The date for invasion of the continent is known to us only as D-Day, but we must help prepare our army for the task which lies ahead. Put 10% of your salary into war bonds and buy an extra bond tomorrow. 8 p.m. BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time, WABC, New York.
Tonight, Vox Pop travels to Austin, Texas, to interview students of the Latin American Institute at the University of Texas. And here are your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Austin, Texas.
Yes, folks, this is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Holland. I guess we're on the air tonight, all right.
Yes, folks, remember when you couldn't hear us last week? Well, we'll give you the story about that a little later on in the program. Tonight, we're forgetting politics, economics, and all things commercial. We just want you to meet our Latin American friends and neighbors and chat with them a bit. There's so much that we can learn from them.
You know, next Monday, we'll be celebrating Pan-American Day. We've got a lot in common with the folks south of us. They want to know us better, and we certainly are looking forward to a stronger friendship with them. We can start right here and now on Vox Pop. They come from all over Central and South America, the ones we're going to interview tonight, so get out your geography, folks, and stick with us. What's first, Parks?
What's first? First, Warren, I'll tell you about the alarm clock. As usual, it'll go off sometime during the program. The person being interviewed will get whatever special gift may be hung on that clock tonight, and I wouldn't be surprised. Come a little right in front of the microphone. Folks, here's a next-door neighbor of ours, a very charming and vivacious young lady from Mexico. Mexico, I should say.
Yes.
She's studying drama and radio at the University of Texas on a scholarship from the Mexican government. We want you to know her from Saltillo, Coahuila, Mexico, Mexico. Señorita Blanca Vasquez. How are you? You've got a lot of friends out here, Blanca.
Yes, sir, I certainly have.
Can I say miss as long as you are up here with me instead of... It's awfully hard for me to say señorita.
Yeah, just make yourself at home.
Make Probably myself at home. Yeah. Well, that's just like I told you, we were neighbors right off. How many in your family?
Three.
You and who else?
Two brothers.
And where are they and what do they do?
They're in Mexico City. They're in the cotton business.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the States?
Several years. I went to school to St. Mary's, Notre Dame, Indiana for... And now I'm going to the University of Texas.
Well, there's some old college mates of yours back there.
Yeah,
and,
I guess so.
Studying drama and radio. And when you finish, then what?
Probably New York, at least. That's what I hope.
To do what?
Radio.
Oh, you mean to get some practical experience?
Yes, I'd like to go with Columbia or NBC.
And then back home?
Yes, eventually.
I know some of your radio folks down in Mexico City. We worked with them once down there, and you've got a wonderful bunch to work with when you do get back down there.
Yes.
You know, you folks at Radio House here at the university have done a marvelous job in programs to Latin America, haven't you?
Yes.
Have you been in on those?
Yes, I have. I've
what?
Been on several programs.
For instance?
There's a particular program that they have discontinued, and it's too bad that they have. It's called Guardians of Freedom.
What?
It was an excellent program.
Why did they discontinue?
Because we didn't have a sponsor.
Oh, that's happened to a lot of folks in radio before.
It's too bad, though, just to say.
Yes, I bet it was. I have heard about that program, and I know it's well worthwhile. Maybe that little plug you gave it will have some results.
Let's hope.
Besides your studies, what are some of your hobbies?
Flying.
Oh, you fly?
Yes.
You're a pilot?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you learn?
Mexico. Down in Acapulco, that's where I started.
Acapulco, huh?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful place, too. It's on the seacoast, isn't it, the west coast?
Yes, sir, it's a beautiful place.
Well, you can't fly now, or can you?
I don't believe so, no.
Hmm?
I tried to join the WASPs.
Yes?
I called Jacqueline Cochran long distance to Washington and offered my services because I wanted to do something for the war.
What'd she say?
She said they were operating under civil service and that she couldn't take me because I'm a Mexican citizen.
Let's hope someday it'll work out to where you may be able to do that. I know you want to help. Say, let's look at Mexico through your eyes. I've seen a little of it, and it's very, very beautiful. But I'd like to look at it a little bit more. Tell me something about it. What should I see if I go there again? What should I feel?
Well, shall I pluck Saltillo first? I like Saltillo, and I was born there, so naturally I think it's a wonderful place.
Beautiful
to go
city.
In the summer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The cathedral is particularly interesting, and the park, and the weather, I mean, the climate is
and
beautiful.
Mexico is an old, old country, too, isn't it?
It certainly is. Did you know that the first university in this continent was founded in Mexico?
The University of Mexico. That
yes,
was
sir.
At least 100 years before the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many know that.
Well, a lot of them know it now, Blanca. What else about Mexico?
Well, the architecture. You know, we have our own architecture that hasn't been borrowed from anybody.
It's your own, yes.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, too. Those
certainly
cathedrals
is.
Are marvelous.
Yes, sir.
And I want to add something. The little experience I've had in Mexico, I've never found a friendlier, more courteous people anywhere that I've ever been. And I hope that we can go down there, all of us, someday, and see you in Mexico. Well, neighbor, it's nice chatting with you here. And I know that you're going to do big things in radio. I hope we'll see you in New York, and maybe we can help a little bit. Who knows? But from Bromo Seltzer at this time, first, we've ordered a pair of the finest handmade Texas cowboy boots that an old-time Texas bootmaker, Mr. Heath, can produce. There's your order. He knows all about it. And also, a fine, full-size and sturdy, lightweight ladies' traveling bag. Can you use that?
I certainly can. I'm very grateful to Bromo Seltzer and the box.
Wait just a minute. Inside the bag is one of those very stunning, quilted, white, one-piece bathing suits. May you enjoy it a great deal. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
And Senorita Blasquez and all of you people who are on Vox Pop tonight, I just want to say that you are going to have a recording of your interviews sent to you. Now, folks, our great and good neighbor Brazil has sent this member of the Brazilian Air Force Reserves here to study aeronautical engineering. He's a fine-looking young chap with a quick smile.
Thank you.
If you passed him on the campus, you'd think he came from this country. However, his home is in that jewel of cities, Rio de Janeiro. Sectorio Arruda, Jr. By the way, just what does that name Sectorio mean in English?
Nothing. Nothing. Even my language doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, just it's a name, a proper name.
Good. Well, it's a good sounding one anyway. Sartorio, stand right in front of the mic here.
Oh, sure, yeah.
When did you come to this country?
It's a long time ago. About 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel at home here now?
Yes. This is my home at the university.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you feel that way about it. What do you like best about it here?
What question?
I see. Sitting right in the front row, huh?
Almost in the front row.
I think your young lady must be here. Would you say that your country and ours are very different, basically, or are they alike?
Alike? I don't see any difference.
Really?
No.
Well, how are they alike?
I mean, the custom, hospitality, yeah. Everything is like we want. Good neighbors, good friends.
Well, you mean the people?
No, the people is the same. It's wonderful. I love it. Really, I love it. The only difference we find when we come here is the amount of machinery, you know. We live in the same way, but here they have more mechanical device, you know, makes more comfortable the life.
Makes more comfortable the life. Yes, but you are. You're going to have a lot more machinery down there, aren't you?
Oh, we hope
these days. Say, how did your friends feel when you came up here?
Well, here?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Did they envy you?
Huh?
Did they envy you?
I don't know.
Did they want to come along? I mean, your friends down there?
Oh, from Brazil to
yes,
here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They love this. They think that is the best place in the world to go.
You mean the young folks down there?
Yes, sir.
Well,
the truth. Yeah.
Well, Sartorio, I can tell you that there are a lot of young folks in this country who feel the same way about Brazil and all of South America,
hope,
for that matter.
I hope, and it's a good thing. Because we are real friends.
Sure we are. By the way, let me see. There's one other thing that I wanted to ask you. What are you going to do during your summer vacation?
Nothing. But just study.
Study?
I don't have time to, but for vacation.
Well, you mean that you're cramming a four-year course into three or something? Are you really cramming? Are you cramming your course, your four-year course, into three or something like that?
I am trying to make it quick as possible, and this is hard because the courses are a little hard to.
Oh, they really push it?
Gosh, you don't know. The other boys, how hard it is.
Well, what do you think about the future of aviation in Brazil?
Oh, we hope it will be very fine because...
Is there a lot of flying down there now?
Oh, yeah. They don't use more highways and those things. The money they used to spend in highways, they used to spend in planes because more quick, comfortable.
You mean they use planes for everything down there?
Oh, yeah. Now they are trying to do everything by plane.
Oh, wait a minute. Here goes the alarm clock. Now, what is on the alarm clock, I wonder? What can it be?
Oh, look at this.
That is a very fine sombrero. I knew it looked good, Fidelio. And some beautiful silver spurs and a lariat. Ah, now you can take them back.
Good neighbors
right here on this microphone. Oh, we are good neighbors. Bromo Seltzer has for you a 2-year subscription to the favorite magazine of many nations, the National Geographic, and
a smartly tailored
summer suit of light sharkskin weave to make you a well-dressed man on the campus. Now, wait a minute.
What is Dylan going to do now?
Carry in your pocket, here's a fine black pin seal wallet lined with red leather and with all the compartments you could ask for. How do you say thank you in Portuguese, huh?
Muito obrigado.
Ah, muito obrigado to you, sir. Sertório Arruda Jr. from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Thank you.
Okay, Marvin Miller, time now for you to tell us how to get quick, effective relief from an ordinary headache.
Okay, but for my money, there's nothing simple or ordinary about a headache. For it isn't always just a pounding, throbbing pain in your head. It can also be a case of jumpy nerves or upset stomach, which may accompany a common sick headache. So I say if you want really quick, really effective relief, don't take halfway measures. Instead, do this.
Fight headache.
Yes, folks, take a Bromo Seltzer, and here's what happened.
Bromo Seltzer quickly relieves that painful aching in your head. Bromo Seltzer soothes and helps calm those jittery nerves. Bromo Seltzer helps settle that upset stomach.
Yes, Bromo Seltzer does all three. So it's no wonder you get such effective relief, quickly feel more like yourself again.
You can take Bromo Seltzer while it's fizzing or after it settles down. Use it only as directed on the label. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor.
But next time you get an ordinary sick headache, don't take halfway measures. Take Bromo Seltzer.
Fight headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer, 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 Bromo Seltzer.
I like the way that good old Bromo Seltzer train talks. It's sure doing a lot of good these days. Now, folks, we want to bring you now one of the most important men that Vox Pop has ever interviewed. And the interesting thing about it is that he has no earthly idea that I'm going to have him at this microphone in just a minute. First, though, about last week from Camp Cleveland, Louisiana. Vox Pop has traveled far and wide for many years, and we've never had a breakdown before last Monday night. First Sergeant Everett E. Jones over there was going and highballing along all the time that you couldn't hear us. But just here, our unscheduled interview. He isn't a Latin American. He's from Chicago. He's our own CBS engineer here on the stage with us, Ray Noreen. Ray, you think... Ray, boy, you think you can twist those dials and talk on this microphone at the same time?
Well, I'll try.
You're going to try, huh? Well, I just wonder, Ray, do you remember Camp Cleveland last week?
I sure do.
You do, huh? So now we know all about gremlins, don't we?
I'll say we do.
Yeah. Well, folks, let me say right here that if you could have seen the hundreds and hundreds of yards of wire and scores of gadgets that Ray Noreen was juggling last week, you'd wonder, as we do, how we ever got on the air at all. Is that right, Ray?
You know.
Oh, come on, Ray.
That's right.
Remember, the folks in Chicago are listening.
Well.
Got all Ray on the spot, huh, Art?
I'm not the talking guy.
You're not the talking guy. Well, Ray, Noreen, seriously, we wanted to introduce you, a CBS engineer, so that we could pay a sincere tribute to all of our network and local engineers, because with fewer and fewer men and under adverse conditions, these expert technicians have been doing one of the smoothest and most efficient jobs in all of our war-upset land. We're saying this to you, Ray, as representing our radio engineers everywhere. Say something to that, Ray.
Thanks very much.
Okay, old boy. Now, Ray, in appreciation of your swell job of getting us back on the air last week, we on now, Ray? The Promo Seltzer's got a couple of gifts for you. First, it's a heavy sterling silver identification bracelet engraved to you from the Vox Poppers. And second, to hang on your watch chain, something we hope you'll never need again, a gold-plated monkey wrench. There it is. Dave has it. Okay, Warren. Thank you, Ray Noreen. All right, Russ.
Ray is so modest, I'll bet he turned the game down while he was talking. Folks, Peru is a fascinating country, and Lima a lovely city, so they say. Well, here's a charming young student who comes from there and who can tell us about them. Señorita Nilda Castro Perea. Nilda, are there any more at home like you?
Oh, of course there are. You've got me.
I mean, in your house. In your house, you have any sisters?
Oh,
like you?
You mean? Oh, I've got two more sisters back at home and one here.
Mm-hmm.
Studying too.
I see. How long have you been here?
2 years.
What are you studying?
I'm majoring in sociology and education.
Well, what are you going to do with all that learning when you go back to Peru? Get married and raise a family?
Maybe. I think...
Somebody think it's a good idea. Are you going to teach, too?
Yes, I like to teach in high school and maybe in the School of Social Science back at home, which has very good standing, and travel around, visit the schools, and go around South America. I'm awfully curious, you know, my neighbors in the South, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, in order to be good neighbors, we have to know about each other, so could you tell us about your country, what it's like?
Oh, that's a terribly big question, but I'll try.
In one short minute.
Well, I think Peru is a land of contrast in every way. If we look at its geography, there are three Perus. We have the coast, then we have the mountains, the Andes, which is a different climate completely from the coast. And then way out in the other side towards Brazil, we have the jungles, which are really tropical, and where we can find just any sort of wild animals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then as to people, too, that is just... I couldn't define a typical Peruvian. And about its customs, its background, it's just a mixture of the traditional and the modern, too.
Well, it sounds very interesting. What's the general opinion of us in your country?
Oh, the opinion varies a lot. But usually, I should blame the movies. They get the idea that the typical American has to be a tall, big thing with nothing in him.
Big thing with nothing. Well, you don't think that's true, do you?
Oh, no, because I'm really trying to find the good in this country, and I found a lot.
Well, do you find that we have some mistaken ideas about Peru, too?
Oh, yes. I've been amazed of the questions I've been asked so very many times.
We don't realize that you're as civilized as you are. Well, is there anything that you don't understand about us?
Oh, there's a thing I always wonder, because it differs a little bit from Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what a kiss means in the States.
You wonder what a kiss means here? Well, I don't know. Don't ask me. There are several hands raised in the audience there, young fellows, who would be very glad to sort of... gives you their ideas. We want to thank you very much, Senorita, for helping us get better acquainted with Peru. We'd like to visit with you all again. Rommel Seltzer has for you a Gruen Verithin wristwatch and a beautiful big book of 600 pages, a treasury of art masterpieces from the Renaissance to the present day, and it's edited by Thomas Craven. It's a collector's item if I ever saw one. Look at this. Here is a two-piece date dress, if I know what that is, in lime shantung. And a white loom handbag to go with it. You'll be muy, muy bonita when you wear it. Buena suerte, Senorita Nilda Castro Barea, de Lima, Peru.
Thank you very much. Muchísimas gracias.
All right,
And I have a little present for you, Mr. Howe.
Pardon me?
Sí, señor.
What? ¿Qué es?
I'll brush up your Spanish.
I certainly need it. Thank you very much.
Nice little book there, Warren. Now, folks, I want you to hear one of the frankest, most sincere letters that Vox Pop has ever received. It's from Mrs. V.L. Lavelle of Philadelphia, who writes...
Today I cleared out the medicine cabinet, and you should see all the old bottles and cartons I threw out. Not that we're often sick. In fact, we're naturally a very healthy family. But like everyone else, there are times when we get up in the morning with a headache and that sick stomach feeling. That's no problem for us. We just take Bromo-Seltzer. In a short time, it helps relieve the pain of the headache and that sickish feeling. Thanks a million for Bromo-Seltzer. It's truly our family standby.
You're not the only one, Mrs. Lavelle. Bromo-Seltzer's been standard equipment in the family medicine chest for over 50 years. And today, it's more popular than ever before. Which isn't surprising when you consider that Bromo-Seltzer fights headache three ways. Yes, folks, whether it's simply a pain in your head, or whether you're also suffering from the upset stomach and jumpy nerves which may accompany it, for fast, effective relief, it's Bromo-Seltzer. Get a bottle from your druggist first thing tomorrow. Discover for yourself why Parks and Warren and I say there's just nothing better for headaches than Bromo-Seltzer.
Thanks, Marvin Miller, and thanks, Ms. Lavelle, for your letter. Folks, our next Vox Papa is an 18-year-old student from Costa Rica, one of the most beautiful and picturesque countries of Central America. His father is an importer and exporter there, and the son is here studying the business from this end of it. Folks, we want you to know him from San Jose, Costa Rica, Harry Luis Carranza. Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have five sisters.
Five sisters?
Yes, sir.
How many brothers?
Oh, I don't have any brothers.
Oh, you're just a spoiled only son, huh? Well, you lucky, lucky fellow. Are they all back in Costa Rica?
Oh, I have two sisters in San Antonio.
In school in San Antonio. Say, have you been long here at the University of Texas?
Well, I have been here 7 months.
7 months?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you joined any clubs, anything around here?
Oh, yes. I belong to a fraternity, Lambda Chi Alpha.
Oh, some of your brothers out there applauding. That's what's going on. Yeah. Have you been anywhere else in the United States?
Yes, I went to study for a year and a half in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Oh, that's when you learned to speak English, wasn't it?
Yes, I learned that.
You speak it very, very well. Did you ever get into New York?
Oh, yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Having trouble getting around?
Oh, yes. The first time I had a lot of trouble in the subways.
Yes? How's that? Well, a lot of us have that trouble.
Oh, yes, but not like mine. I spent 3 hours in one of them.
Trying to get out of it, huh?
That's right.
Well, a lot of us, when we get out, we don't know where we are. Say, Harry, for a moment, let's talk about Costa Rica. I flew over it once, and I landed and spent one night in San Jose, but of course I didn't get to see much except from the air. Tell me a little bit about it. It's a beautiful country.
Well, for me, I think it's the most beautiful country, and the friendliness of the people is wonderful.
I noted that. I didn't have to stay there very long to find that out. I noticed in flying over, too, that you've got a lot of coffee on the hills down there, and they're shaded.
Yes, we have coffee, and they have to be shaded. And
you mean a tree has to be planted over every coffee bush?
Yeah, or more or less.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, how about the customs down there? Are they any different at all? I know in a lot of ways they are the same as ours, but...
The only difference I found was in Christmas.
Yes.
It's a lot of difference here. Well, it's more...
What do you do at Christmas?
Well, we have a big carnival down there for a whole week.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of fine music.
How about Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve? I always spend Christmas Eve... midnight supper at home with the family, then we go to a dance, to a party, something.
The family starts out together at midnight, huh?
Yeah.
Say, have you been much over your country or other parts of it, other than San Jose?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I've been there. We have four kinds of weather. We have, well, in San Jose we have spring weather all the time.
Spring all the year?
Yeah, all year round. Flowers and beautiful weather. And there are cold weather in the mountains and very hot weather in the coast.
But never above 100, I'm told.
No.
Never above that. Well, that's wonderful. Say, Harry, I understand, too, that Costa Rica is just full of schools.
Education. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We have, is it said that Costa Rica has more teachers and schools than we have an army?
More teachers than soldiers.
That's right.
Some happy day we'll all come to that ourselves. Education is what it takes to do it, doesn't it, Harry? Well, Harry, we're learning a great deal tonight about our Latin American neighbors, and I hope someday to visit you down there in Costa Rica because it's a place I very much would like to go back to. Meanwhile, from our sponsor, Bromo Seltzer, some souvenirs for you from tonight's program. First, a good-as-new portable Corona typewriter. A student can always use that.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's not all. Yes, more coming. And, of course, the chap has to smoke while he's thinking about what to write, so we got a Ronson windproof lighter and servicer to keep it in good shape. And for that little time when you do have a little spare time to listen, here's a long and short wave rebuilt RCA table model radio. And lots of luck to you.
South are producing great quantities of essential war materials for us. For instance, oil is much in the headlines now. Well, Venezuela is sending us 90% of her large production. She's also sent us a very fine unofficial ambassador in the person of this young lady from Caracas. She's been here just 2 weeks, Senorita Graciela Figuerella. Graciela, what's the purpose of your trip?
I came here on a scholarship from the American government in order to learn the ways of teaching here to apply them in my country when I go back.
Are you going back there and teach?
Yes.
Where are you going to study here, besides here in Austin?
I intend to go to Maryland University and then to Columbia University in New York. And then to Washington to check up and then back home.
I see. Is there anything in particular that you want to do or see while you're here?
Well, of course, I like the customs here. You know that customs.
You like our customs?
Sure, very much, especially that girls here can go out with a chaperone. That's wonderful.
You like that already in 2 weeks.
I wish you had that in our country. It would be much more fun.
Do you like to dance?
Sure, I love to dance.
Can you jitterbug?
I am learning. I know a little bit, but not much.
I see.
But I like best is the tango.
And the rumba?
Rumba and conga also.
I see. I could use a couple of rumba lessons. Fox, I can see where Vox Pop has to go to Venezuela, too. Say, is there any custom of yours that you think that we would like?
Yes.
What?
Well,
what would you like to bring up here to us? You have fun down there, too?
Of course, we have a lot of fun. I should like you to have carnival. We don't have carnival in this country. And it's a lot of fun. In Venezuela, we make big parties for carnival, and we start carnivals about 6 weeks ahead of time and get together in groups and dance, and all the girls wear beautiful costumes. And
you mean you start 6 weeks ahead of carnival time to celebrate?
Yes, and all the girls wear masks and go to the dancing and nightclubs and pick up the boys they want to dance with. And the boys enjoy that, especially American boys.
Well, I think you might introduce that up here.
That would be a wonderful idea.
Well, I see Bob is wagging his finger at me, so I just want to say muchas gracias, señorita. Me gusta conocerle usted in my best high school Spanish. Say thanks, and it's nice meeting you. Graciela, Bromo Seltzer has for you this pretty light blue wool suit for spring. And to make you completely fetching, this bottle of your favorite perfume, and it is hard to get to, Chanel No. 5.
Oh, thank you.
We understand that you play the popular Latin American instrument beautifully, but you don't have one here. So we want you to have this guitar to keep in practice and to entertain your friends, too.
Oh, how thrilling. It would be fine to play it for some of my friends at home who are wishing to hear me.
Oh, I'm sure they like to hear you, and they like to look at you and listen to you, too, Graciela. Thank you very much, Senorita. Graciela Figuerella from Caracas.
folks. We've enjoyed this half hour with some of our Pan-American friends. It has made us feel that we want to know much more of them, hasn't it, Warren?
Well, you said it, Parks. As I said, we have to visit all those nice places and the people we've heard about tonight.
And learn to hablar español a bit, too, while we're about it, Warren.
Oh, a good bit of that. Folks, next Monday, Vox Pop will set up its mics at Camp Walters, Mineral Wells, Texas, one of our largest infantry replacement centers.
And on this broadcast, we'll put the spotlight right square on the guy who wins wars with both feet on the ground, the Army's Doughboy. So we'll see you next Monday. Good night, folks.
Hasta, so long, everybody.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next week when Parks and Warren visit Mineral Wells, Texas. Friends, this week and every week, when you visit your druggist, bear in mind that he's working harder than ever to serve you, in spite of serious handicaps. And remember...
Fight headache three ways.
Bromazelzer.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.